Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe. It's January 2nd, 2009. My God. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Friday evening. And I'm glad I am here. I almost didn't make it for the simple reason that I was starting to think it was Saturday. These holidays confuse me, as I told my producer here at RBN. But a friend of mine called me earlier and asked if I was going to do the show tonight. And I said, oh, my God, yeah, I am going to do the show, since I realized that it was indeed Friday. Well, I hope you all had a very safe and happy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrating with friends and family. I have to say that I managed to accomplish a great deal the last 3 days, trying to finish up my presumably forthcoming new book, which is, of course, on the topic of the New World Order. And it's a treatment of that subject that will probably confound a lot of people who want to think that the New World Order is, well, something other than what it really is. I don't claim to have the last word on the subject, folks. Nobody has the last word on anything except for perhaps God himself. But I would like to think this new book that I'm finishing up, presumably, this new book will put the New World Order into a perspective that makes people understand what it really is all about, and that helps people forget those many myths and all of that misinformation and deliberate disinformation that is just so much out there floating around on the internet in particular. I was talking to a friend of mine the other evening, an older gentleman. He's, I guess, about 83 years old. He absolutely refuses to have a computer in his house for a variety of reasons. And what information he gets from the internet is fed to him by others. But needless to say, I was telling him that he should almost be glad that he doesn't have the internet, because as a consequence of that, he doesn't see all of this misinformation and disinformation that is out there on subjects that he knows the truth about, subjects that he fully understands. Yet, as I told him, he would be astounded. Well, I cited him some of the nonsense out there on a variety of topics. And, you know, he said, oh, yes, I've heard that before. And I said, yeah. This kind of garbage has been around for a long, long time, but now with the internet, it's accessible to millions. And among those millions who have or can access it, there are many hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, thousands, or hundreds who circulate that information even more so, and intentionally or unintentionally mislead good patriots, good nationalists, good people all over the world, misdirecting them from the facts that they need to know in order to combat our traditional enemy, the people who want to suppress liberty and freedom for their own hellish agenda. So, in my own little way here, I'd like to think that I do contribute to some redirecting of attention to the facts and away from the myths. It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. Oh, well, we are going to the break here. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the latest issue of the Barnes Review, the January-February 2009 issue, and also about an interesting book by a Jewish-American writer entitled Overcoming Zionism. Get your pen and paper handy, folks. I'm going to give you the information you need to know about this book.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase 2 bottles, get 1 free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Barnes Review is also headquartered here in Washington. The Barnes Review is a bi-monthly historical magazine. That means it's published 6 times a year. And the latest issue has just come out, ladies and gentlemen. This issue, I'm a little confused here, ladies and gentlemen. My critics would say I'm more than a little confused. This issue, like most issues, is 64 pages. Sometimes it's even bigger than that. It's good publication, ladies and gentlemen. It is a history magazine, but its subtitle is A Journal of Nationalist Thought and History. So it covers a lot of areas. Now, the Barnes Review does have a website at barnesreview.com. And I'm going to give you the 800 number for the Barnes Review in a minute, although you'll have to call it if you do call it. We have to call it on Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., I do believe. That's Eastern Time. And I'm going to tell you that you can get a free copy of this latest issue if you do call next week and say that you heard Mike Piper talking about the Barnes Review and saying you could get a free copy of the latest January-February 2009 issue. A lot of interesting stuff in this issue of the Barnes Review. And contrary to what the Jews say, and yes, I mean the Jews, contrary to what the Jews say, the Barnes Review is not exclusively devoted to the Holocaust or Holocaust revisionism, or nor is it devoted exclusively to apologizing for Adolf Hitler. No, the Barnes Review covers a lot of topics, and folks, the reason why the Barnes Review covers a lot of topics is because there have been so many topics in history that have been suppressed or distorted by those people whom Harry Elmer Barnes, after whom the magazine is named, the great historian that is, Harry Elmer Barnes, those whom Barnes called the court historians. These are the paid liars of establishment academia who, for a variety of reasons and as a consequence of reacting to the pressures of multiple pressure groups, have deliberately distorted history for their paymasters. So in any case, there's a lot in this issue of the Barnes Review. Very interesting article adapted from Arthur Kemp's book, March of the Titans. It's Meet the Slavs, a history of the Slavic people, whom there are some 20 million in the United States, while in Europe and Asia there are reckoned to be about 200 million people of Slavic descent. My colleague John Tiffany has written a piece entitled Slavic Contributions to Civilization. Joe Crossan, a very talented young writer, has written an article that will interest a lot of people for a lot of reasons. How much gold is in Fort Knox? The article is described as follows. Many of us alive today remember when we carried real silver dollars about in our pockets and how that was phased out. Before that, there was FDR's theft of gold from the American people. The government said it would hold the gold for us safely in a place called Fort Knox. So where is all that treasure today? Many say it isn't even there. Interesting. Those of you who like to talk about the Khazars will find an interesting article by the late Conrad Grieb on the subject of the Khazars. Dr. Harold Rome has an interesting piece on Indo-Aryan end-time beliefs. What with the Mayan calendar coming to the end of one of its major cycles in a few years, there's a lot of talk about the end of the world, which is certainly nothing new to Christians. But they're far from alone in predicting the end of the world, being joined by the Indo-Aryans and various other peoples of planet Earth. Very interesting article. Something about which I never knew anything. Here is an article about the Holocaust. Daniel Michaels, former government, U.S. government translator of Russian documents and writings, who's been working for the Barnes Review for quite a few years now, has an interesting article about the mystical figure of 6 million as it relates to the Holocaust. And in fact, it turns out, folks, that 6 million figure has some mystical meanings in the Jewish religion. That's why the figure 6 million gets bandied about so often. Here's another interesting article, speaking of Holocausts. The Dresden atrocity, the real Holocaust, the roasting of hundreds of thousands of German people at Dresden during World War II. Now, of course, the official establishment version of history says that, what, maybe only 25,000 Germans died there. But that's the official establishment history. You'll get that on CNN or C-SPAN or ABC or NBC or CBS or Fox. Well, this issue of the Barnes Review has the facts, not the myths, about Dresden. And there's a very interesting part two of an article. Last issue of the Barnes Review had a piece by Carolyn Jaeger and Wilhelm Mann talking about Adolf Hitler's visit to Paris. And the article by Ms. Jaeger and Mr. Mann talks about Hitler's visit. Very, very interesting article, folks. A little bit different approach to Hitler. God knows we need a different approach to Hitler. Oh, I can hear a lot of people out there saying, oh, no, Piper's a Zionist. He's supporting Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a secret Jew who was really a Zionist, who was part of the plan for a new world order to set up the state of Israel. Blah, 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 blah. No. Sorry, folks. Another very interesting article. Now, we've all heard about Andersonville, the prisoner of war camp where the Yankees were held by the Confederates in the South. But one of the worst prisoner of war camps of them all Camp Douglas has been forgotten about. And as the Barnes Review says, it was truly an extermination camp. So here is a story about a forgotten part of American history appearing in this issue of the Barnes Review. Now, this is, of course, you know, there's a few other articles, too. There's some editorials, some very interesting letters to the editor, other short news notes, lots of good pictures. Anyway, the Barnes Review is a good publication, ladies and gentlemen. You can get this issue free, if you call the Barnes Review's toll-free number Monday through Friday in the coming week. That number, if I can find it, folks, it's an 877 number. 877-773-9077. 877-773-9077. Incidentally, a subscription rate is $46 a year for the United States. For Canada and Mexico, it's $65. For all other foreign nations, it's $80. But you folks can get a free copy of this latest issue, January-February 2009, if you call the Barnes Review at that toll-free number that I gave you. And, you know, I think they'll also send you the Barnes Review's very interesting book catalog, which has a lot of books that you've never heard about. And there may be a few books in there that you've heard about but didn't know where you can get. Well, you'll get that Barnes Review catalog when you get that free sample issue of the Barnes Review. In fact, be sure to ask for that catalog. I really do recommend that you read the Barnes Review, ladies and gentlemen. It's, like I said, it's got a lot of interesting material in that you really won't get anywhere else. You know, speaking about World War II and Hitler, I'm reminded that someone whose name I really don't want to use on the air, I don't want to use publicly, but he's very, very well known. He lives abroad, very well-connected individual, knows many world leaders personally. A friend of mine, he has said to me quite candidly that in his position, looking at the history of World War II and the views of Adolf Hitler and the causes of World War II, the whole question, the issue of the Holocaust, that he does not believe, from his perspective as a foreigner, that the United States or the world, note this, ladies and gentlemen, that he does not believe that the United States or the world will ever be able to direct itself on a proper course, that we will never be able to defeat what people call the New World Order, that we will never be able to break the back of internationalism until we get the facts out about World War II, the facts about Hitler, the facts about the Holocaust. And what he means by that, ladies and gentlemen, is that what we think are the facts about Hitler, the facts about World War II, and the facts about the Holocaust, that for the most part, it's a grand tissue, a grand fabric of lies and disinformation coupled with a little bit of misinformation. And folks, that's exactly true. That's why it's so important that here in this day and age when we have the internet and have this capacity to reach so many people so quickly, that we get all of these facts correct. Unfortunately, we're not achieving our goals. That's why I intend to continue to speak the facts, despite the fact that it may upset a lot of people who want to think otherwise. And I'm even talking about those people who think that Adolf Hitler was a Jewish Zionist. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Didn't realize how much time I had spent talking about this latest issue of the Barnes Review, but I'm glad I did because, you know, it's a good-looking magazine. It's always an interesting magazine, and if you've never seen a copy of the Barnes Review, I do strongly suggest you get a copy of it. Barnes Review has some interesting names on its board of contributing editors. I won't go into it. It would be name-dropping, but needless to say, if I drop some of those names, you'd know those names, some pretty distinguished names. Well, you know, before the break, I was talking about the legend that Adolf Hitler was a Jewish Zionist, that Hitler's sole purpose or part of his purpose in coming to power, or he was used, brought to power for the purpose of creating the Zionist state of Israel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I had occasion over the weekend to review some of the materials on the internet on that topic, and when I get around to it, I'm going to one day spend a great deal of time addressing some of the nonsense and some of the prevarications and the incestuous trading of so-called facts and quote-unquote information that is in such abundance to the point now that even otherwise serious and good patriots are getting confused and misdirected by so much nonsense that's out there. But, you know, I tell you what, in my hand, I put it this way before, as the old Joe McCarthy used to say, I hold in my hand here, ladies and gentlemen, a very interesting booklet. It's 8.5 by 11 format, quite well illustrated, some 35 pages long, with a glossy cover of a booklet entitled Lions of the Desert, Arab Volunteers in the German Army, 1941 to 1945. The author is Antonio J. Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, Munoz. Forgive me for that mispronunciation of that Spanish name, Munoz. And it was published by Europa Books. Now, they do have a website on the internet. They call themselves Europa Books, your one source for Axis military history. Now, I don't know, and I can't tell if this booklet is still available. If not in its second edition, which I have here, they may be able to make photocopies of it for you. But their source, their website is europabooks.com. Europa Books, E-U-R-O-P-A. books.com, and I'm sure they'll be able to provide you with more information about this topic. The point about this being, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out, is that there wouldn't have been Arab volunteers in the German army if the Germans were working to advance the cause of Zionism. Yes. There was a period early during the years of the Third Reich where the Nazi Party and Nazi officials worked with the Zionists in hopes of getting European Jews to move to Palestine. But consequently, the German government recognized that for a variety of reasons, this was not quite the course that they wanted to take, and those early works, those early collaborations, came to an end. Thus, folks, the idea that Hitler was a Zionist fails. I was shocked just yesterday or today listening to the archives of another program on this network wherein I heard one of the people aboard, actually a guest host sitting in, talking about this subject. And, you know, it's just not true. But so many people believe it to be true. And it's, again, part of this misinformation. Misinformation in this case. I'm not saying disinformation. Part of this misinformation that makes it very difficult for us to be able to address what's really happening in the world today if we don't get our history straight. Because when we start dragging in Nazism, as we so often do, as Jim Mars does in his book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and start mixing it up with the events in our world today, if we don't have it right about what really happened in the past, then how in the hell are we going to get it right when talking about the things that are happening right here in our world today? No, Adolf Hitler was not backed by the Jewish bankers. Jewish bankers did put money into the Nazi Party to try to stop Adolf Hitler. They financed one of Hitler's opponents inside the Nazi Party. But guess what? Hitler overcame. It was Hitler who rose to power as leader of the Nazi Party. His opponents, who were financed by the Jewish bankers, didn't come to power. But yet, folks, as I say, just today or yesterday, while listening to the archives of one of the programs on this network, I heard someone who was sitting in as a guest host put out that totally fallacious story. It's not true. Why does it bother me? Because it's not true. And because it's not true, it's skews our knowledge of events as they are happening today. That's why history is important, folks. That's why history has to be brought into accord with the facts.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I said that I was going to talk about this interesting book by Joel Covell entitled Overcoming Zionism. I'm going to hold that off for another night because we have a full lineup of callers here. But suffice it to say, this author's name is Joel, J-O-E-L. Last name is Covell, or Koval. It's spelled K-O-V-E-L. He is a Jewish critic of Zionism, a very harsh critic of Zionism, and his book is entitled Overcoming Zionism. Okay, well, I do have to make what I think is a very important announcement. I want to urge all of you, if you can't listen live tomorrow to the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn and USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney, you'll definitely want to listen to the archives because their scheduled guest is a former member of Congress who recently, really, let's just say it bluntly, survived what could have been an assassination attempt by the Israelis. And she has compared the attack on her ship in the Mediterranean to the USS Liberty. Or she, I should say, she hasn't compared it, but she has, in discussing it, has talked about it publicly and reminded people of the attack on the USS Liberty. And I, of course, refer to the inestimable former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Democrat of Georgia. She's the one who's raised questions about 9/11. She's one of the few in Congress, and I think that even includes Ron Paul. She is perhaps the only member of the more recent Congresses who have called for an investigation of the attack on USS Liberty. Cynthia McKinney, she was, of course, the Green Party presidential candidate in the last election. A lot of people don't like her. They say she's a big-mouth black woman. Well, I admire Cynthia McKinney. I like this big-mouth black woman. She's shown a lot more guts than a lot of white men and green men and yellow men and red men and lots of other colors of men. Anyway, God bless Cynthia McKinney. I'm sure that show with former Congresswoman McKinney will be of great interest to all of you. All right, now let's go to the callers. And we do have quite a few. We have Andrew in Ohio. Andrew, how are you tonight?
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing?
Good. I was calling about a recent article in American Free Press that was of particular interest to me. It was about a congressman from Maryland, Chris Van Hollen.
Okay.
About him being buddies with Rahm Emanuel.
Okay, I'm not surprised, yeah.
And anyway, it's the first time I ever really read anything about him other than his voting record, but the reason it was of particular interest to me is because a guy that I work with, one of his best friends from when he was in the military, is on the staff of Chris Van Hollen.
Okay,
and
all right.
So I've heard about him, heard his name quite a bit, and I talk with this coworker quite a bit. We discuss a lot of current issues, and he's up to speed on stuff. So he said this past summer, I think, they were in the basement of a bookstore out there in D.C., and he asked his friend his kind of rhetorical question, you know, already knowing the answer. He asked his friend in the basement of a bookstore, why, something along the lines of, why do the Jews always get their way? And his friend said, got real disturbed and real uncomfortable about it and said, you can't ask me that here. Don't ask me that. We can't talk about that here. And he got real rattled about it. And he said, well, why not? You know, knowing the answer, he said, why not? Why can't we talk about it? And his friend told him, look, we just can't talk about him here. And he said later, he said, you know, told him basically, you don't know how surveilled this town is and this and that. And if I'm heard discussing this, I'm done.
You know, I'm laughing, but it's really not funny. But it's accurate. I've had similar discussions with people in political life over the years, and not even just at the national level, at the state level as well. There is this immense paranoia, and justly so, especially among people who do understand what's going on, and yet they are part of the system. And as a consequence of that, they know more so than many other people what's going on. So that's a very interesting story, Andrew. Very interesting story.
And I'm gonna tell him to tell his friend to let Chris Van Hollen know that he's a Shabbos-goy extraordinaire.
Well, I let me tell you something. It's funny you mentioned Chris Van Hollen. Actually, a couple elections ago, Van Hollen's only been in office maybe 6 or 8 years at most. I'm not very long in any case. He actually was under fire from the Jews a couple years ago because he said or did something that was considered insufficiently supportive of Israel. He may have said something nice about the Palestinians, you know, something to the effect that Palestinians are people too. You know, it was something relatively innocuous. But even Van Hollen, who represents one of the most wealthy and influential Jewish congressional districts in the country, he got in trouble, and his name was being squirted on by the skunks in the pages of the Jewish newspapers here in the Washington, D.C. area. So not even someone like Chris Van Hollen is immune from attack. So you know, obviously this guy, Congressman Van Hollen, if anybody knows the truth, he certainly does.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Andrew, thanks for a very interesting call. All right, let's go to, we have another caller in Ohio. We have Rick in Ohio. Rick, come on up.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
Hey, I like Cynthia McKinney a lot more than those white male Republicans down there in Washington.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, she tells it like it is, and she does good work. She's got more loyalty to the United States than 99% of those white male Republicans.
I agree with you, Rick. And
hey, I called in to ask you tonight's Friday night's $64,000 question, Michael.
All right, fire away.
Okay, tell me, which country in the 1930s had a revolution of the people and overthrew a debt-based money system?
Well, I know the answer to that.
Yeah.
But I wonder how many people out there know the answer to that.
Put it this way. I'll give you a clue. Who is bad-mouthed more than anybody else that we've ever heard of?
Other than Jesus Christ, I would have to say Adolf Hitler.
And you know what, Rick?
You, in just one little sentence there, you exposed the whole story of Adolf Hitler and why he has been turned into such a bad guy by the big banker-controlled media in the United States and around the world, because he took on the big banks. He took on the New World Order. He took on the internationalists.
Well,
he took on the
Rothschilds. The United States was wallowing on its knees in the 1930s economically, and there was no real hope on the horizon over here anywhere for these people. The whole world started wallowing in the same depression in the mid-1930s. Yet, Adolf Hitler took the German people away from the international finance capital debt-based money system, instituted an honest economy based upon the productivity of the German people, and the Germans started having a continually escalating standard of living while everybody else was getting poorer and poorer and thinner and thinner. The United States would have been crushed in that depression had it not been for the needs of the international Jewish bankers to crush this experiment in freedom that was being experienced in Germany at that time. They had to start the war production in the United States and in Soviet Russia and in England, and that's how they put people back to work over here. It was all through war production.
Rick, I mean, you know, in just a few sentences, you've summarized it all so well, and yet...
It's the simple truth.
There are people out there, Rick.
Simple truths. They want some complicated theory. Well, complicated theories don't work. They're like Holocaust lies. It's one lie on top of another, and they have to make up new lies every day to try and cover up the holes that people noticed in yesterday's lies.
But Rick, the problem is, even though you have summarized those historical facts so succinctly, so correctly, there are still people out there who are saying, oh, that's not true. Adolf Hitler was really a secret agent of the Rothschilds and the Zionists. Now, you know,
Rothschilds and the Zionists that made war to destroy them and to destroy the German people. They come out with the Morgenthau Plan to decimate the German population. They wanted to teach the world. Nobody defies the bankers. And to this day, nobody hardly has ever had the guts to say anything against him.
Well, you know, it's funny. Ezra Pound, the great American iconoclast and poet, said that it wasn't until the rise of Hitler that anyone had ever tried to do what Lincoln had done in the United States, and that was challenge international bankers and bring honest, debt-free money. So Ezra Pound knew what he was writing about back there in the 1940s.
Yeah, you can even bring it up to the war against Saddam Hussein. He was getting away from the United States influence, basing things more on the euro, and offering to sell oil at a reduced cost than what the current market was, and that through the international corporations with their high profits in oil, that threw them in. Behind the war, behind every war is the dollar sign.
That's right.
The bottom line. Follow the money.
That's right.
Talk
Rick,
to you later,
listen, I appreciate your call. That was a stellar contribution to real history, and I hope somebody out there learned something they should have. Thanks again, Rick. Good call, folks. All right, let's go to David in South Carolina. David, what's going on?
Hello, Mark.
What's going on down there?
Hey, it's great to speak with you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we're at the point in our civilization here where rebellion is synonymous with anti-Semitism, I suppose. Yeah. God, there's a whole lot of things to talk about. That was a great caller you just got on there.
Yeah, Rick really summarized it all quite well. I mean, you know, I had this conversation yesterday. I called Mark Glenn just purely out of frustration, and I talked about this problem that we face, that we are dealing even within our own patriot community, you know, the nationalist movement, whatever you want to call it, there is so much nonsense floating around out there that, that really distracts us from really being able to focus on what's happening today. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me. It's disturbing to me, I should say.
Well, something, Mike, that anyone can focus on, and it's just a fact. Anyone who is educated enough about this situation with the Jews, for instance, which is the problem, in my opinion, that affects every aspect of life in Western civilization and thereby the world, we are under attack, period. The Jews have historically, by their own admission even, you know, it's their holidays even are based on war with other people and great victories over the other people, you know, that have not done anything to them.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and particularly at this point in the game is white Americans, armed, of course, are the number one threat to them because they are right on the edge of having their Jewish utopia, you know, their final mm-hmm. their New World Order, rebuilding their temple, which actually I would think would be literally the world itself under their control. Now, you know, when you're under attack, think about this. That's what a lot of people have got to get through their heads, is that physically, politically, economically, in every kind of way, there's
all you have to do. All you have to do is turn on television, which I don't do. I mean, television is just it's everywhere in the mass media, but television is particularly intense.
The psychological
and it's so
aspect.
Direct. It's these images, constant images, and sound bites. You know, constantly bombarding the people with so much. We are under attack. You're absolutely right, Dave.
Yeah, and it covers so many aspects of our lives because, say, a guy goes to try to get a job somewhere and he gets put to the back of the line because of his, you know, who he is, that kind of thing. The cultural war, all of it, in the universities, you know, just as in Germany before Hitler came to power, you know, the Jews dominated law, medicine, all these other areas, you know, but this time, it's preferential treatment all the way around. But, you know, we're under attack, okay?
You know, I guess the big question, you know, we know what's going on, or at least many, many people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other people are starting to wake up. I guess the real big question, you know, the big question that remains is what are we going to do about it?
Well, this thing I see happening is that they know that a lot of people are finally waking up to it. And they're getting worried, of course, because they're saying, oh, my God, you know, they're going to finally figure out what's really going on. And they're bringing all these troops home, and they're establishing these new military commands here in the States. Now, they're not going to go down peacefully. They're not going to say, oh, okay, we'll go somewhere else, which I personally believe we should put them all on Madagascar and let them fend for themselves. And that would be a nice, polite thing to do to them for all they've done to us. But, you know, something, you know, they're not going to sit back and let people consolidate and get together and try to rise up against them. It's not going to be a peaceful rebellion.
Well, no, that's right. And you know, the thing is that it's the rebellion, whatever the rebellion would be, will not be greeted peacefully. That's the other side of the coin. That in fact, the even generic open public expressions of dissent are now being greeted with charges of anti-Americanism and support for terrorism, and people are being hounded into silence and threatened and prosecuted, and it is all coming from the same source, and yet a lot of people want to bury their head in the sand and say, well, it's really the Illuminati.
Oh, this too shall pass. Oh, yeah, or diverting it off into something like that.
Yeah, well, it's not quite that simple. Well, it's easier to pinpoint the sources of the trouble than to say it's the Illuminati. I mean, I could give you the names and addresses of some of the people responsible, and whether they're members of the Illuminati or not, I don't know. But I do know what some of their political affiliations are and which foreign country they're closely associated with.
I can give you a list of some people we should be looking for. Let's see. They're called Khazars, Marxists, Communists, Trotskyites, Zionists, Israelis, neocons, mass murderers, enemies of all mankind. What do they all have in common?
It's kind of funny. They are all synonyms.
Yeah. Well, just as a note, Cynthia McKinney, when that occurred, where she got rammed by the Israeli boat.
Yeah.
I just was watching CNN as passing through the room there, because I generally don't watch television a whole lot except to get the little clips that go across the bottom. It said it was an attention-getting stunt by Mrs. McKinney, something like that.
Oh, of course it was a stunt. Well, you can hear all about her stunt tomorrow live right here on RBN.
Well, Dave, God bless, Mike. I hope you had a great holiday time.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Dave. Stay tuned, folks. We have time for one more caller when we come back.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up the hour here. I just got an off-the-air call from Mark Glenn to let me know that it turns out Cynthia McKinney will not be on the Liberty Hour tomorrow. They are going to have a very interesting guest, however. Apparently someone, now I may not even be correct on this, but someone from British intelligence. I may be incorrect about that, but needless to say, Cynthia McKinney will not, in fact, be the guest tomorrow. Okay, well, we only have a couple minutes left here. I'm not going to bother, I know, and I apologize to those callers. We have a few callers remaining. We really don't have enough time. I've occupied it now talking about the fact that Cynthia will not be on the show tomorrow, but I will close off with an interesting item here, with apologies to those callers. An interesting item about a new book, A World of Trouble, by Patrick Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. According to Jeffrey Goldberg, an American Jewish columnist at theatlantic.com, that's the website of the Atlantic magazine, Mr. Goldberg reports that Mr. Tyler writes that former CIA director George Tenet, drunk on scotch, was flailing about in the pool at the home of Prince Bandar, the former Saudi ambassador to the United States. It was at his home in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And Mr. Tenet was screaming about the Bush administration officials who were just then trying to pin the Iraq fiasco on him. He says, they're setting me up. The bastards are setting me up, and I'm not going to take the hit. According to one witness, he mocked the neoconservatives in the Bush administration and their alignment with the right wing of Israel's political establishment, referring to them with exasperation as, quote-unquote, the Jews. Well, Tenet initially denied staying at Prince Bandar's palace, then denied he had said anything in the pool. He disputed the remarks attributed to him and denied that his memory might have been affected by the amount of alcohol he was reported to have consumed on top of sleeping pill. Well, at the very least, if it's true, and I do believe it to be true because that is precisely what the situation was, the Jews, the neoconservatives, the kosher conservatives, and their allies in the Jewish lobby did in fact try to make George Tenet, the former director of the CIA, the fall guy over the Iraq war. And if anybody understood that, it was George Tenet. In fact, as my colleague Andrew St. George early on wrote about in the Spotlight, George Tenet himself was never exactly that friendly with the State of Israel and with its lobby in America, despite his high post in the CIA. And no, contrary to legend, contrary to rumor, George Tenet was not a Jew. He was not a Greek Jew. He was a Greek Orthodox American. And he obviously was someone in the know. So again, you know, it's easy to say, oh, Mike Piper and Mark Glenn and Phil Turney and this person and that person say these terrible things about the Jews. The list of people attacked for talking about the Jews goes on and on. But the fact is that there are people in high places who talk exactly the same way I do and the same way so many other people do. And we take a lot of brickbats for it, but you know what? If George Tenet was listening to this program tonight, which I don't think he was, but if he was, he was probably saying, well, yeah, you know that guy Piper. He's right. And the reason why he would say I was right is because I am right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a very long week for me. I think I'm going to take a hot bath. No, I'm not going to smoke a cigar and drink whiskey and read Bible stories. I'm just going to take a hot bath. Have a good weekend, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll be here next week, God willing.
Hello, my name is...